We're back. We're back. More comedy?
Nope. We got to get off the whole comedy tip. Okay. Comedy. Comedy's a problem. Fucking
drama.
Manic.
Drama's last week.
Where did the drama? Okay, yeah. So I think Bald Movies is the only thing we got left to do. Yep.
All right.
Hold do we sort this category?
There's a fuckload of movies here.
Yeah, there is. How do we do this?
So these are, let's make this clear, first run Bald Movies, right? Yes. Not stuff that was commissioned, not stuff that we just decided to do for fun.
Right.
So Home Alone's not going to be in here.
These are movies we saw this year.
Right.
Gold is
for
at the
first
bottom.
Run stuff.
That feels right.
That
Cure for
feels
Wellness
right.
Is at
I don't
the bottom.
We saw,
that also
we saw
feels
some
right.
shit.
All right, so let's take stuff to the top. Let's bubble sort real quick. Take to the top stuff we know.
Let's
John
bring
Wick.
John Wick up to the top.
John Wick's going right to the top. Ba-bam. Logan's
going to the top.
Logan's going to the top.
Skull Island is fine where it is.
Look at this wheat rising to the top. Separating the cream, rather. Fate of the Furious?
You know, I don't remember much of that movie.
Did you see
what
Fate
happened?
Of the Furious? I'm trying to think if you did.
I'm pretty sure I did.
I know it opened in Cuba, and that was awesome. Oh, no, this is the one where they kidnapped the bastard son of Dom and Wonder Woman.
This was the last Paul one, right? Like,
yeah, and
after his death?
After
or,
his death, yeah. and everyone thought that Dom had turned evil, and he kind of had, but it's because...
But it was all for his family in the end.
Yeah, I thought it was...
Kid. And Jason Statham.
Jason
in
Statham.
In that fantastic
oh, my
fucking
God, yeah,
airplane
this is
scene.
Going... This isn't going to the top.
No, it's not the top,
but it's going up.
Send it to the top temporarily.
All right. There you go. That's the last time you'd be number one. But The Circle, fine where it's at. Guardians, I think,
send
to
the
top.
Yep.
Whoa.
Oh, shit. Not the very top.
Whoa. Too much to the top. Let's see. What else? We got
Alien Covenant.
I'm fine. Wonder Woman needs to go higher.
Send it to the top.
Send her to the top.
The Mummy is fine where it is.
Yep.
So we're really only concerned with the top 10 here?
I mean, I think so. Spider-Man needs to go to the top.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man.
Baby Driver needs to go to...
Oh, fucking might as well get Dunkirk while we're at it. I think Atomic Bombs...
And Atomic...
Atomic Blonde is fine where it's at.
Huh.
It's
okay.
Not terrible.
No,
do you want to take it to the top?
It's not bad. I liked it.
Okay, so it should go to the top? But,
it's not going to stay at the top, I can tell you that much.
All right. So, I'm going to leave it there, and maybe we need to rescue it.
Oh, fucking no, you didn't leave it there. You took it to the top.
No, I didn't. Yeah. Did I? God damn it.
You
get out of here,
Atomic
Blonde.
Baby Driver.
Get out of here, Atomic Blonde. Okay, Baby Driver. By the way, all these movies, 2017, super helpful that I copied all that shit.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Kingsman Golden Circle.
To the top. I liked it.
Okay, to the
top.
It
was good. We're going to end up with a top 20 that are all good.
It needs to go to the top.
American Made is fine where it is.
American Made's fine where it's at.
Blade Runner to the top.
Blade Runner needs to go to the top. The Foreigner, I kind of feel like it's fine where it's at.
Yeah.
We give it some love in another category.
Fine where it's at.
Fine. Thor is,
to the top temporarily.
It's not. It's in the company of Guardians. Here, I'm gonna just throw it. That's
sure.
That feels right. Murder.
Murder's a good first. I thought there were some problems with it, but
I want more of Hercule, of that version of Hercule Poirot, and I think we're going to get it. So not to the top,
but above Justice League, certainly. Good Lord.
Well, I'm gonna throw it right after the comic book movies.
To the middle.
To the middle. Disaster Artist?
To the top.
To the top. Last Jedi.
To the top.
Okay, we're at the top. We've topped 15 movies.
Can we delete Bald Movies from Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi? It's a mouthful.
There we go. Too many colons and hyphens.
Yeah.
All right, we have... I'm gonna put a gap here at Justice League because this is the line. Do you want to just for shits like do the worst?
Beyond which you do not. The worst.
Yeah, because this is the line of mediocrity. If you're this below, you can't win shit.
So you hated Suburbicon. I never saw it.
I didn't hate it. I thought it was a. it was a film that didn't need to be made by people who should have known better. It's not terrible. It has one or two really grace moments of grace, but its whole premise of dealing with racism in America in a shitty, ham-fisted way.
Not what I thought that movie was about. Okay.
It's, yeah. I mean, that's part of what it's about. But I don't know. I don't want to waste time talking about that movie. Okay, so is Star Wars better than Logan? I have a hard time putting... I don't know, because, like, here's the thing. Me personally, no. Adam Savage says this is his favorite Star Wars. I have a piece with Empire, and I just can't get behind that. Logan is the best X-Men movie ever made. And it's one of the first of the X-Men movies that is just a good film on top of being a good genre piece. So I mean,
with all we've said about Star Wars, all you've said about Star Wars, I don't know that it can reach super high on this list.
I think Star Wars is fine. I guess people think that I hate it. I don't hate it.
There's a great movie in there.
Yes.
There's a fantastic movie in there that gets muddled with a lot of other stuff that didn't need to be there.
Yes.
Frankly.
And what I would say is I just am upset that I can't get the final Skywalker trilogy that we'll ever have, and I can't wholly love it. Like, The Force Awakens set a trilogy that I could have loved in the way I did love the old trilogy. The Last Jedi, regardless of what happens in the episode 9, I already like it much less than Return of the Jedi, which is the least of the other prequels. Or the OT. So I don't know. I don't know what to say.
There's stuff on this list that I liked more.
It's also not going to be in a top five, so it's kind of like, who gives a shit? I'm only just furthering an already inflamed debate amongst the fandom, but, you know, whatever.
Sure.
So I don't think it can be better than Logan. But Logan, like, these things might rise. Like, I think it's better than Fate of the Furious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think John Wick and Logan and Star Wars are better than Fate of the Furious. What the hell? Google Docs. I'm trying to do something here. You know what? Fuck you. I'll just leave it like that. Murder on the Orient Express. So, are we happy with John Wick, Logan, Star Wars, and Fate of the Furious' order? Because I'm thinking about moving these up as a block. Are they better than Murder?
Are all of them better than Murder? It's tough to say, because I liked Murder with some minor quibbles.
I thought it was a lot messier than I think you did.
I just struggle to remember much of Fate of the Furious. The moments that stand out to me are, like, yes kind of moments.
I felt like they did a lot better job at connecting the set in a way that the previous movie, where it's like, oh, I guess we're just driving cars off of towers in Dubai because it's the tallest building in the world. Like, this shit made a lot more sense.
Here's the thing. Of car movies this year, I think Baby Driver was much better than Fate of the Furious.
No shit.
Eventually this block is going to get split
of all the
up,
crime I films, I prefer The Godfather over the Keystone Cops as well.
Yeah, but this year.
Okay. So let's is Murder better than John Wick?
No.
I don't think so. Better than Logan?
No.
Better than Star Wars? I think they're of a piece, and that they're very good movies, very well made, that have problems.
Yeah, and Star Wars wins out because of nostalgia reasons.
Gotcha. None of these movies are better than Guardians, in my opinion.
Okay.
Guardians is a better Star Wars movie than Star Wars, shockingly.
Yeah, I was going to say, here's where the rubber meets the road with Star Wars when it runs into Guardians, and I think Guardians was a lot more fun.
Yeah. I mean, and inventive. Like, I so love Marvel that they keep finding ways to have these crazy fights that don't end up being a bunch of dudes surrounded in particle physics grunting and groaning like Dragon Ball Z. Like, you know, Peter turning himself into a giant Pac-Man to defeat the living planet guy. And there's just a lot of good inventive shit when you're talking about people with god powers fighting each other. And it's funny. It was funny, and I like the relationships between the characters. I like the further development of all these characters. Baby Groot was super cute. Is John Wick better
than
Guardians?
It had Sylvester Stallone in it.
Had Sylvester Stallone in it.
Which could be a positive or a negative.
It had Michael Rooker as Mary Poppins.
I like the Michael Rooker stuff. I thought it was actually really good.
Y'all. That still fucking cracks me up.
Yeah.
You look at Mary Poppins. Is Mary Poppins badass? Yeah. I'm Mary Poppins, y'all.
A lot of good dick jokes.
Yep. Is Guardians better than John Wick? I have a hard time with that. Because they're... Logan's better than John Wick. Agree or disagree?
I think Logan is a more powerful movie than both of those.
Okay, I agree. I also think it's better than
Thor. It's not as entertaining, I'll give it that, but...
I think it's better than Thor, Wonder Woman, and Spider-Man.
Oh, fuck. Spider-Man might be where it hits a wall for me.
You think it's...
Because I just loved watching Spider-Man. It's not as powerful.
Spider-Man's
good. As introspective, but holy shit, Spider-Man is so much fun.
As a swan song to this version of Wolverine.
Yeah,
and
they
Patrick
did it
Stewart
justice.
Probably. Like, is Patrick Stewart going to be on a big? Is going to be in a big budget movie ever again?
I don't know. I can look up his IMDb, see what he's got coming up.
I can almost guarantee he won't. And
Patrick Stewart is playing Luke Skywalker in the next Star Wars.
We don't deserve Patrick Stewart. Patrick Stewart has been punching above his genre weight since fucking Dune.
He played poop in the Emoji movie. That was a big budget, I think.
You're proving my point.
The Kid Who Would Be King?
That's not gonna see wide release.
Mm-mm.
I mean, the dude, I don't know. Maybe he'll live another 10, 15 years. Maybe he'll shock
me. The Gift, a famous pianist, struggles with stage fright late in his career, finds inspiration with a younger, free-spirited music critic.
I would say that Patrick Stewart's penis is famous.
Yeah, yeah. It's a gift as well.
But it's beautiful.
When he bestows it upon you.
Yeah,
I mean, it might be Patrick Stewart's Twilight. He's 182 years old at this point.
Yeah. And I can't tell if, like, he looked old in this film, but then Professor X is supposed to look old.
Right.
And it's like, there's a lot of really cool ideas. Like, what do you do in the most powerful telepath in the world, in the universe, some would say, is going through dementia and starting to lose his mind and lose his control.
Yeah, and that really hit me because Patrick Stewart is a very old man at this point. And he is also a very beloved man in my mind for his role in Star Trek and so many other things.
Yeah.
It had a poignancy and a sadness to it that was beyond just the film itself.
Right. And Spider-Man didn't. Spider-Man's a very good film.
But what about Michael Keaton? Michael Keaton's getting up there.
Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton's got another 20, 30 years where he's playing senile Birdman.
He does. But goddamn, I can't wait because he's going to crush it. Logan... You're right. Logan's probably
I actually than like Oh man. I think Guardians better than Thor.
Yes.
But once I do that,
that's
I think Guardians better than Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman is better than it had any right to be, but I think Guardians is better.
I do too. I
like that.
I loved the look of the battle between was it David Thewlis? Was he playing
as Mars?
Yeah,
the God
evil,
of War.
The evil god.
Or Ares. Was it Mars or Ares? It's Greek,
I think it was Ares.
So it'd be Ares, yeah.
I love the look of it, but there was something that was kind of off in the feel of it.
It's the same, like, there's no imagination in CGI god battles, man, outside of Marvel.
So, yeah, that feels right to me. Spider-Man I enjoyed even more than Guardians, and Logan was
more
powerful.
I think of the comic book movies, it feels right that they're all kind of a piece, and I feel like that's the right ranking. Now, Logan might go higher, I don't know.
Maybe.
I think...
There's still a lot of stuff that we haven't even talked about up here, so...
Okay.
Blade Runner.
Is Logan better than Blade Runner?
Man, I had some minor problems with Blade Runner's pacing in some scenes, but overall, I think that movie was brilliant.
And I feel the same, except for I thought the pacing was a feature, not a bug.
Oh, and I agree with you. It didn't sit right with me. I didn't like it.
So I think Logan it meets its match in Blade Runner.
Yeah, I feel you there. And then...
Blade Runner. I think Dunkirk might be my best movie of the year.
Dunkirk was damn good.
What the fuck is Kingsman: A Golden Circle doing
well,
here?
Well, we haven't talked about it yet. We just moved it to the top.
Okay.
Quote unquote, the titular to the top.
Fine. I think
we should just call this category to the top.
To the top. Dunkirk is I think is going to be the number one movie for me.
It could be. I think Baby Driver and Dunkirk are going to be like neck and neck here. Because I just had so much fucking fun with Baby Driver. Like, as much as I had with Spider-Man and Guardians, it was doubly so with Baby Driver. That movie left me wanting to be Baby Driver walking out of that theater.
I like Baby Driver. I like that kid. I like his love interest who plays Rose on Downton Abbey, the Scottish princess or whatever. Mm. She's getting a lot of stuff. She was just in something else I saw. I like that she seems like she's getting a lot of work of late. Maybe she was in a Black Mirror because I've watched. Have you watched any of the new Black Mirror?
Not yet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But I had problems with Baby Driver. I felt like that film opened fun and ended fun, but there's some middle parts that I didn't like as much.
Huh.
But yeah, John Hamm was amazing. Jamie Foxx was amazing.
Shane was in it too. Yeah.
John Bernthal was in that.
He was one of the skeptical guys at the beginning, I think, or one of the dick bags. I can't remember.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx was the ultimate D bag.
Yes, was he? I don't even remember.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You haven't seen it,
huh? But I mean, Kingsman is going to drop down this list.
Okay, let's do that real quick. So Kingsman is a gonzo action film with a subversive sense of humor, and I think it took the problems I had with the season, the first episode or the first installment, and kind of turned them into virtues in the second, and has very memorable scenes involving Sir Elton John, who is a super good sport for the fucking movie, and has also surprisingly poignancy. Like there's a character death in here that was that was a moment.
Yeah,
I liked it a lot, but
let's
have it sink a bit. It's not as good as Blade Runner, not as good as Logan, not as good as Spider-Man, not as good as Guardians.
I think we fucked up on the order of these last several a little bit, but we might have to revisit them because I think it might go right under Star Wars for me.
Okay, yeah.
But I think John Wick is too low. I would put John Wick.
Yeah, I feel you on
just
that.
Above Wonder Woman. It's better than Thor. It's better than Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
That's where my gut tells me that goes.
Okay. Okay. So we dismissed Kingsman.
And we can revisit
actually,
a lot of stuff.
Kingsman is just a little bit better than The Fate of the Furious, and I'm not even sure about that. It's certainly not as good as Murder.
Okay.
You think so?
No, I could be swayed on that. I liked Murder quite a bit.
Okay.
I like Murder. Does everybody hear it?
I love Murder, and if it's on an Orient Express, so much the better. Okay, so Baby Driver, I think it's crazy to say that Dunkirk is not better than Baby Driver.
I agree, yeah.
Dunkirk is a movie that I had very high expectations for and about a battle that I knew very little about. So little that when I first saw the trailer, I assumed it was World War I because I saw a bunch of dudes with those fucking pie pan helmets on, and I'm like, well, and they're wearing their trench cloaks. I'm like, that's World War I. Uh-huh. But no, it was the evacuation of the British Expeditionary Force from France as they got thrown back into the sea by the German army
as they got pinned against the sea
before the Battle of Britain. And
the way it's told was so cool to me. Just the way he uses time as like a thing to be played with, like light and sound and camera
and not in the
angles.
Way that Quentin Tarantino does. Like it's three parallel stories that took place like over the course of a week, a day, and like 5 hours.
Right. And they're told,
and they all come
at
together
scale
at the,
almost.
And
right?
They, yeah, they all like they elapse time differently. So at the last act of the movie, they all converge.
Right.
And that's such a brilliant technique to ramp up the tension.
It keeps you engaged with every part of the story on the same level.
He uses every trick. He uses the shepherd's tones. He uses the ticking time. He uses changing weather conditions and different perspectives on the civilian and military branches to really just ramp up the tension and the desperation of being these soldiers on a beach completely exposed to German air power and sea power, and then they're being squeezed from the land.
And then the heroism of the people, the civilians who come in to rescue them.
And the desperation of, like, the Frenchmen who are trying, they don't want any part of this. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you know, the opening scene is a French soldier that's stealing the uniform off the body of a Brit. And it's like, that's bad. But if you are pinched between the hammer and the anvil of the Nazis, what wouldn't you do to get the hell out of there?
Yeah.
And also, he ends up saving the main character as well, or one of the main characters we experience this through. Yeah, I thought Cillian Murphy was excellent as the shell-shocked soldier that gets picked up from a ship that's been sunk in the middle of the ocean.
And realizes they're going back
and
to the battle he just escaped.
These crazy-ass civilians who've been drafted into an emergency navy to go get these guys are going back. I thought Tom Hardy was awesome as this badass, unflappable Royal Air Force pilot. Mm-hmm. And I particularly enjoyed how the cause of an effect of his like wingmate getting shot down interplays with the other, like, and the way Nolan chose to tell the story, it remains surprising.
Yeah.
It's a great film. I think it's the best film I saw this year.
It's masterfully crafted from both an acting, and a structure sense. So yeah, I'm with you. That was maybe the best one I've seen all year. We haven't talked about It or The Disaster Artist.
Well, it's hard to talk.
See It at all.
It's just a really well done telling of Stephen King's story, and you can see the bones of Stranger Things there, because it's the core of these kids in a very particular point of time, and they're like loser misfits for various reasons, and they're banding together against a supernatural terror that the adults are dimly aware of, and the Pennywise is very frightening. The opening scene, where, you know, the famous scene of like the kid losing his paper boat down the sewer and Pennywise seducing him in there and then ultimately peeling his arm off is terrible to watch, man. And that's what you want out of horror.
Yeah.
You want like it wasn't as jump scary and like, but it
good.
Is it yeah, but it is scary. It's like, I guess Pennywise is this alien entity that feeds on fear. I liked it a lot. I liked it a lot. It's one of the better. I mean, it's not as scary as The Conjuring, but it's more of like The Shining. You know, this more grandiose, stately kind of horror film. And I can't wait to see part two.
Okay.
And I'm comfortable with it being better than The Disaster Artist and Blade Runner, to be frank.
Okay.
Not comfortable with Blade Runner being better than The Disaster Artist.
Wait. You're not comfortable with that?
No, I want Blade Runner to be better than The Disaster Artist.
Yeah, I agree it is.
But I think The Disaster Artist is a bit above Logan. I'm starting to feel pretty good about the top five, to be honest.
Man.
Has there been a backlash to The Disaster Artist? I feel like it's ripe for one.
I don't think so.
Because it's a good thing that it is really good at doing what it does, and Franco's performance as Tommy Wiseau is really amazing, but I kind of feel like it's going to be punished come Oscar time because people are going to start thinking about, yeah, but...
Sure.
Like if you tell the world's best movie about a fart, about a whoopee cushion,
right,
how good can that movie actually be?
Sure. No, I feel you there. He won the Golden Globe for that performance, if that's anything.
He won the D-League Oscar for it, huh?
Yep.
I mean, and I think that's just as a performance, he is, I don't know what to say about that. He's really good. He is Tommy Wiseau. Like, James Franco, for large stretches of this movie, disappears.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really good character actor work. That's But, you know, but the other thing is, like, I've seen James Franco in a lot of great stuff. Like, he's very good. Like, James Franco is, like, Leonardo DiCaprio before him, I think underestimated. I saw him in Spider-Man. I saw him in Spring Breakers. I've seen him in a bunch of, and his horse shit he does with his pals in Hollywood, like, make me not take him seriously as an actor. But I feel like this year he's very similar into a post-Titanic Leonardo DiCaprio has kind of forced me to take him seriously.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's fair.
It's funny that we've got the top five and then all the comic book movies are the bottom 10. Like, we have the it's almost like a top five comic book movie. And that's other. This is insane. We have five comic book movies that came out this year.
I think a lot of this has to do with what movies we choose to see. Like, you've been lamenting the fact that we don't see many of the, like, big Oscar contenders or anything like that.
Yeah.
We see a lot of comic book movies and silly movies,
you know? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 comic book movies came out last year. That's too much. And then if you think about the Mummy was a comic book movie.
Mm-hmm.
Mother was terrible. I'm trying to think if there any of these movies down here should have been better than, but it's like, you know, it's kind of, I don't think so. Like, was Foreigner better than?
I mean, I honestly don't care about anything out of the top 10.
Yeah.
At this point, which shocks me that Star Wars isn't going to make it into that top 10.
Yeah. Are you sure about that? Because you like Star Wars more than me.
I'm fine
with where it's at, but I'm surprised you're not arguing for it to be over.
Well, I mean, as I've heard the conversation
evolve. Under Guardians, maybe.
Well, a lot of the conversation that has evolved after the movie premiered has influenced what I think about it, because I think a lot of people are right. That movie has, like, this really great core, but there's a lot of baggage around it that doesn't need to be there.
And it looks like it should be the best Star Wars film.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
unfortunate, like, just some of the choices they make with where even the good part of that movie goes. Mm-hmm. Like, even the Rey and whatever his face is, double, like, Darth Vader's kid.
Yeah. Kylo Ren.
Yeah, Kylo Ren. I know he's not Darth Vader's kid. Even where that goes, like, at the very end, they kind of fucked it up, in my opinion. They could save
How
it.
How so?
They could salvage it, because they don't do the most interesting thing, which, in my mind, is not for her to be the good guy and continue to resist and leave it in the same place they were at the beginning of this fucking journey.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's not the interesting move here,
right.
And it's unfortunate that they didn't pursue that, but... I feel like it doesn't hit the top 10 this year.
What did last year? I feel like The Force Awakens wasn't last year.
Yeah, it was Rogue One. I didn't like Rogue One all that much.
Rogue One got number 6, though.
Yeah, I think you were stumping for Rogue One. Also, I don't think it was as... There weren't as many heavy hitters. Like, look at the comic book movies there.
Oh, yeah.
Deadpool. Yeah. I mean, Doctor Strange got its due, but Deadpool and Captain America.
Maybe we did a better job seeing gooder movies this year. We had Arrival, which I still think is a fantastic movie. Doctor Strange, great. Sully, fine. 10 Cloverfield Lane, good. But, like, yeah, like, our top five is already better. Like, Dunkirk, Baby Driver, IT, Blade Runner, Disaster Artist. That's a way better top five than we had last year. Like, Doctor Strange wouldn't have sniffed the top five. Sully wouldn't have sniffed the top five.
No.
Cloverfield, Snowden.
Yeah.
So.
I just don't think we saw as many good movies last year, which is why Star Wars gets pushed out this year, because it wasn't an amazing Star Wars, and there were a lot more things above it.
Yeah.
A lot more competition.
I guess I don't think I would make a change to this. That's a pretty good top. Let's make sure. Blade Runner, better than It? Maybe. But this is a one-sided. I'm arguing against myself. Do you think Blade Runner is better than... So Blade Runner is one of the better sci-fi genres I've ever seen. Do you think it would be better than one of the best horror genres? Like,
I almost want to move it up to number 2. Like, I had so much fun with Baby Driver, but it's not going to leave an impression on me like
Yeah, I
Blade
definitely
want to
move it above It.
Okay.
Because I'm a science fiction fan, and this is half of my award show, and I want to do what I want to do.
It's like Baby Driver is cotton candy, and Blade Runner is a steak, and I don't know which I love. Well, in real life, I love the steak.
Yeah, didn't
more.
We made that argument. It's like we're voting for candy over broccoli at some point. I forget what it was, but...
But I feel like broccoli is selling it short because broccoli doesn't taste amazing.
Yeah.
It's all right. I like broccoli.
It's broccoli cheese sauce.
Why don't you just eat the cheese sauce then without the broccoli?
Have you tried?
I have. I'd rather have a steak with cheese sauce, though.
Oh, damn.
That can't be true.
No.
I've never tried it, though. How would I know?
That's true.
But I feel like Blade Runner is a steak here, and to give any candy...
Some things you just can't do as an adult, Jim. You can't go outside with sweatpants on, mm-hmm. and you can't eat cheese sauce on steak. It might taste delicious, but God damn it, we're fucking men, all right? We're fucking men here.
So what do you think about Blade Runner over Baby Driver?
I definitely support that. So if you're even okay. thinking about it, then I say yes.
Okay, and I think our list is good there.
But now,
although
now that has a ripple effect... That I kind of want to move it above the Baby Driver.
What? I didn't see it, so
I know, and it, I feel like no it's fundamentally, here. I feel like that's kind of unfair to be like, well, you didn't see it, so fuck your opinion. I think it's a better film than Baby Driver, but obviously, Baby Driver's more fun than seeing a whole bunch of kids being traumatized by a cosmic horror.
That's true. How about the cosmic horror of Jason Statham pirouetting and slapping people with children?
with a baby carrier full of a baby, carrying
Holy
a baby.
Holy fuck, that was such a good moment.
That's such a great...
That was one of the highlights of my year.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing
that
about...
Scene, but the rest of it.
I liked that about The Fated Furious is it did try hard to delight you mm-hmm. In a way that a couple... The last Furious did not.
Yeah.
Did not. It did not delight me. It did not.
I feel bad about The Disaster Artist over Logan.
They should have. And
Spider-Man.
Letty should have been like, Dom, you're tearing me apart when he's goes off with his baby mama. And Who played the... I see blonde dreadlocks and it... Oh, it's... Miss South Africa. It's Charlize Theron.
Yeah,
that's who played the big bad and Thormund Giantsbane from Game of Thrones was her right hand bearded henchman who was pretty cool. All right, yeah, I like that top. I now like the top five. I love the top ten. I think there's nothing for us to be ashamed of there.
I think The Disaster Artist is too high. Certainly in retrospect.
Well, you would put Logan over it?
I might put Disaster Artist below both Logan and Spider-Man.
Holy shit. See, the backlash has begun.
But here's the thing. I don't have the love for The Room in the same way that so many other people
don't
do.
Don't say I do, because like I...
No, so many other people. Like... The room
is a little bit growing on me. The back half of the room
is exquisite.
It's pretty good
in its horribleness.
It's just the god damn it, those sex scenes.
Yeah, it's tough to sit through. But here's my thing: like The Disaster Artist has the cult following unlike anything I've ever seen before. Like except with the exception of maybe like Rocky Horror Picture Show. But The Disaster Artist has...
I still want to see a midnight showing of The Disaster Artist.
It has all of that built in, but I don't think it's as good of a movie as Logan or Spider-Man. I think it is perfect for a time and a certain group of people. Okay. Of which I don't
so
necessarily include myself.
So you're saying The Disaster Artist is
myself.
Going to be a movie that, outside of The Room fandom, is not going to be 5 years from now is going to be forgotten. I kind of think that's fair.
If they made a movie like this about some movie you had never heard of, mm-hmm. would you be excited about it? Like, here's a faithful recreation of a behind the scenes.
I think
telling
if I hadn't seen
movie.
The Room, I would like this movie.
Yeah,
I would doubt its accuracy. But I would be entertained, and then it would be one of those things where I feel like, oh my god, this is exactly. I sat through the post credits, and this is exactly what it was. But I do feel like the criteria 5 years from now, this movie is going to be largely a footnote.
And I feel like 5 years from now, Logan gets much better.
Yep. Because, yes,
Logan feels more
the
relevant.
Last Hugh Jackman Wolverine being so fucking good, and especially if it's Patrick Stewart's last big budget, you know,
right.
Movie, I think that it's got staying power for sure. Baby Driver, like all of the Coronado. I mean, I don't know. World's End, is that it? World's End?
Yeah.
I don't like that movie.
Huh. Okay.
I don't hate it, but it's no Shaun of the Dead or especially Hot Fuzz. Hot Fuzz keeps getting better and better.
Yes.
But I mean, it's going to be kind of in the way that Monty Python never goes away. Like, mm-hmm. My son, when he turns 13 or 14, is going to discover, what is it, Edgar Wright? Yeah. And he's going to have a fucking ball.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Disaster Artist, no. Okay. So are you saying Logan should be above Disaster Artist? Are we talking
to
ourselves?
To round up the top five, I think Logan feels right, yeah.
Okay. Because I'm thinking if once you break the seal on that, I think the Disaster Artist plummets below John Wick.
Below John Wonder Wick? Woman. Holy shit.
It's so weird how mentally once you pop a barrier,
once you see it from a different perspective, right?
It starts free-falling, yeah.
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 Considered from all perspectives...
Considered from perspective of people going through the ball these 5 years. But that's the thing, it's a lot, our top five first run bald movie of five. I mean, that's a ridiculous top five.
Right, but I think you can sum that up as how culturally important is it to, you know, the cultural importance of the Disaster Artist is limited to a very specific group of people. Whereas I feel like there's a much larger appeal for something like Logan or Dunkirk or Blade Runner.
Okay.
They have much larger fan bases.
Okay. Well, like I said, I like the top five. I like the top 10. I think our top 15 is pretty good. And we did a better job watching movies than we did last year.
Yeah.
And we're on track for a good year this year at the Post. I hope it doesn't suck. I think we're done. Well, we're not done. Okay. We're done with stage two of our deliberations, right?
Think so. What is the? Have we gone through all of the categories?
Gone through drama. We've gone through comedy. We've gone through bald movies, commissions, documentaries. Best podcast for show we didn't watch was just a gag category.
Yep. Done the meta.
We did the meta. Notable exceptions. Okay. Yeah, We've done all these. So there we go. All right. Well, next step is for us to do a little bit of watching. Over the next week or so. Also, we need to put our heads together about best actors.
Let me ask you this.
Then we're ready to do the award. I need to get the polls to going. Did we let people vote on actor and actress?
I think so.
Last year. God damn it.
So let me ask you this. Do we actually need to do any watching? Are there any at the any number ones here that might be contentious based on either me or you not having seen it?
I mean, Lady Dynamite.
Lady Dynamite. But honestly, I'm not going to watch Lady Dynamite and say it needs to be
The difference would be, right here is an actor nomination or two that need, is it going to be a number one over? Because that's the thing, if Justin Theroux and Carrie Coon are going to win, which I'm not sure. Actually not sure. Leftovers is certainly far and away my favorite show, but there's been a lot of fucking strong performances this year. And I also it's not just about the top one. I think the top five and also the top 10 are relevant parts of our award show too.
Right, but I don't want to go watch a whole bunch of TV and delay the awards if it's not actually going to affect who wins potentially. You know?
I think the Handmaid's Tale.
Because who comes in third and fourth? It's important in a way that isn't that important.
Yeah, and unfortunately, if you think Elizabeth Moss would win, it'd probably be on the strength of the last third of Handmaid's Tale, possibly. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I just got through all of Godless, and I should say Jeff Daniels is going to be on my list. But
I'll definitely watch Godless.
Okay.
I think I can watch the whole thing. Possibly.
It's 7 hours.
Yeah, I think I could watch 7 hours of Godless over the next, by midweek next week, say.
So can I get through how many hours of Handmaid's Tale?
I don't know. I would hate to binge that show too. It'd be yeah. like binging The Leftovers. It's really really bleak. Yeah, it's whatever, man. It's whatever.
Okay. Well, yeah, we've got to do the polls, so that'll give us some time to watch
but
some
stuff. Like, what is it today? The 10th? Is today the 10th?
11th, I think.
Today is the 11th. I guess when do the polls need to go out? If we're going to record the award show, give people like a week to do the poll and do the award show that, like, maybe if we get it out early next week, like the 15th or 16th. Mm-hmm. This is meta discussion that we have to do. I guess we can do off air, I suppose. But yeah, that's the last thing we got to do is get the actor and actor, the male and female actor categories out, and I think we're ready to go. Did we divide it up by comedy? I don't think we did.
No.
Last year,
I just don't think the comedians are going to be eligible for best actor.
Here we go. Best male actor, best female actor. Okay, cool. All right, there you go. That is that's stage one of deliberations. Just actor and best male and female actor, and we'll be ready to do the show after we get the listener feedback in. After we get the listener's choice in. All right, thanks for watching all the deliberation stuff.
I'm gonna go rest my voice for like a month.
Yeah,
a lot of talking.
See you guys at the award ceremony. Get your tuxes and your Vera Wang dresses or whatever the hell is. I don't know. I'm not well versed in fashion. I don't know if you can tell by my jeans and t-shirt look that I and the hoodie look that I like to rock. See you guys later.